And Daddy tape records it us.
Daddy tape recorded you, did he? Do you know what this is, Davy?
Yes.
What is it? What is it? Don't touch it. What is it? What is it?
A tape recorder phone.
A tape recorder phone?
Yes, it is.
Do you listen to this or do you speak to it?
Yes.
Which do you do? You have to speak to it, don't you?
For death must be somewhere in a society. If it is no longer or less intensely in religion, it must be elsewhere. Perhaps in this image which produces death while trying to preserve life.
Yes, well, a very good friend of mine who left New Zealand some years ago, and I was still there at the time, and I wanted to record him reciting something, preferably one of his own stories, because at the time he was doing a lot of writing. So I recorded him reciting a story he'd written, which actually turned out to be something he'd written at high school during a period of his life that was very difficult for him.
Hmm.
And that memory that was sort of, you know, that charged this text, plus the emotionally charged environment in which he was reciting it. I mean, this was one of the last times we were to see each other for a number of years, and his first time he was going to be leaving the country meant that the recording was really quite raw. You know, it really, I mean, if I was to listen to that now, it would be very powerful. I mean, that was something that was just there, quite obviously. And I suppose vaguely had it in mind that I'd use it in a piece.
Yeah.
But once he actually did it, it was such an emotional moment, and you know, it was really distressing for both of us.
Yeah.
And after it was done, it was that moment that mattered. It was my experience of it, and I didn't want to touch the recording.
So you've lost it completely?
Yeah, well, maybe it's sitting in a box somewhere, and I'll stumble across it in old age when I'm...
But do you think in old age you'd be glad to find it again, or...?
Well, I could well be. I keep all my correspondence.
Ah.
Yeah.
And you don't see that, but you don't...
No, but there's something about, you know, the medium there is not pretending to be anything accurate.
For me, the noise of time is not sad. I love bells, clocks, watches.
I have a photograph of her. It's the very last photograph taken of her.
As a spectator, I was interested in photography only for sentimental reasons. I wanted to explore it, not as a question, a theme, but as a wound.
Attempting to smile. And it's not really the photograph that I'd like to have of her. Because she was definitely dying.
To try to capture fleeting mirror images. Mirror images. It's not just... It's not just an impossible undertaking. To do such a thing... To do such a thing is blasphemous.
I saw her on her deathbed, and the only time I'd seen her before that was when she was fully functioning.
Do you know?
And she was kind of recorded. It was a sort of fragment of who she was.
Is that
her false teeth were out, and her cheeks were all sunken in, and she couldn't communicate, but she was still grand. But she wasn't.
But she wasn't.
She was alive, but already dead.
Just because people actually do a lot more taking snapshots than taking snap audio recordings. When someone goes and is confronted with a beautiful picture, like a vista, like a mountain, and they go, ooh, that's great, gotta get a photograph of it, they're not actually interested in photographing what they're looking at, they're interested in remembering the experience of encountering this beautiful thing. And so they're just trying to preserve a moment of themselves, not of what they're actually taking picture of.
And it's not so. It's not the photographic object. It's just a kind of trigger.
It's a mnemonic thing. And then when they go and look at it, I choose mountain specifically because you can't photograph a mountain and actually encounter the photograph the same way as if you encounter a mountain. It's recontextualizing a mountain kills it completely. But people can still get that buzz from it because they will go and remember being in their experience of being in the presence of something that they had an element of awe.
Sound recording has never been about fidelity. Clarity, perhaps. I'm kind of better than the real thing sounds, but you wouldn't want fidelity if it was possible.
Part of the recontextualization, though, of the photograph and the sound recording makes people really do look at things in a different way. Because you can actually, a camera doesn't record the way we see, and a microphone doesn't hear the way we hear. Mm-hmm. So you are confronted with something that is different, which in so many cases is hyper-real.
Mm.
But like in terms of a portrait of a person, you could see a person in a completely different light.
Mm.
Like, oh my God, look at that. I never noticed that they had this eyebrow that was slightly higher than that eyebrow. Mm. And you could have spent lots of time with them normally. It was just the case.
Not noticed it.
Because usually in live situations, you're encountering all these other bits of information that tend to be more interesting. So there's a certain act of repose too. And
Thank you. käsitettämme.
Man is made in the image of God. God's image cannot be captured by any machine of human devising. The utmost the artist may venture is to reproduce man's God-given features without the help of any machine. In the moment of highest dedication,
it's decided to come outside.
Because I kept pulling that card.
Mm, all right.
It was really funny because I was shuffling the deck and I hadn't even pulled any cards yet.
Yeah.
And it fell on the floor.
Mm-hmm. I dropped one. Is that bad?
No, that's not bad. But it's trying to tell you something.
It fell out of the deck and onto the floor.
You wanna leave it out?
No. I dropped the card of death.
Oh, great, death. Here we go, you know. And he said...
It's decided to come outside, okay? And we're going to look at it. It is no accident that a card drops out at all. This card...
Doesn't mean what everybody thinks it means.
This is a card of eternal renewal. It is a card of immortality. It's not the card of death, contrary to common belief. This is the sun, okay? The sun... deals with love, it deals with vitality.
Renewal and rejuvenation and new beginnings. So if you look at recording, if you can relate recording to death as a renewal or as a rejuvenation or as the beginning of...
Daddy tape recorded you, did he?
When I was a child, my grandparents lived in Africa. That's not true. No, they lived in Ipswich. We had a relative in Taiwan.
Right.
And I think there was a kind of tape pool where we'd make a tape for the relative in Taiwan and then it would be sent on to my grandparents in Ipswich because we'd send them tapes more often than we could visit them.
So you get to hear what the other relatives had been doing? Or?
I'm not sure whether it would accumulate on the way. I don't think so. I think it was just tapes my dad would make of us as kids. And it would go from one to the next.
We ought to tell the tape recorder how old you are, didn't we? Because in years to come, we won't know how old you were when you sang those things. Do you know how old you are, Jen?
Yes.
How?
Four. Four and a half.
Yes, and how old is Davy? Davy, how old are you?
Two.
Two, yes.
Four.
You're nearly three, aren't you?
Yes.
When are you going to be three?
When I go to school, I'm going to be three.
Oh, you've got a hope coming, haven't you? You're going to be three in June. That's next month.
Is that when he goes to play
June,
school?
June 1975.
Is it going, when he's three, is it going to be very nearly time for him to go to play school, or will he already be at play school?
The thing is
the wheel that goes round.
It looks like it, doesn't it?
Yes.
In the microphone. Don't touch it, Jan, because it'll click if you do it. Touch it.
And then it will come off, won't it?
Right.
Yes, and it's metal. And a friend
you hold it for it.
Well, I'm holding it so that you can talk into it, but if it got banged about, it would click. Shall we switch it off now?
Why can't we hear our names?
Well, you tell the tape recorder your name.
Turn the radio on.
Four and a half.
No, your name, not your age.
When inventors of a new instrument apply it to the observation of nature, what they expect of it always turns out to be a trifle compared with the succession of subsequent discoveries of which the instrument was the origin.
Daddy's not recording. These microphones aren't on.
Can you hear yourself now? Speak.
Daddy's not recording. These microphones aren't on.
We are.
conch chain bling.
Hello.
And you can talk to me too. Keep telling your story.
No. It's all set up so you don't actually have to speak right into the microphone.
I am Lizzie.
Yeah, don't talk. Like, just tell me your stories like you were doing.
Mom, and do you know what?
Some more flowers.
Daddy's not recording. These microphones
please?
Are not.
You won't be able to read.
Hi, how's everyone doing tonight?
Yay!
We're absolutely to be delighted to be playing the Rush Limbaugh benefit. You know, it's every year we do a show for Amnesty, and Rick Moffitt gets up and talks about a father of 10 who was hanged and murdered in his cell, and we have to do but I did notice on my way in here tonight that I seemed to know all sorts of people in the room, and I thought in one brief moment of horror, perhaps this is every leftist there is left in the city.
Mommy, it was in my good nightmare. There was no bad guys in my nightmare.
No, there won't be. Usually there's no bad guys in my nightmare.
Can you hear yourself now?
And then I'll fly all across the room.
Yeah, that's right, like a whirling dervish.
Like a bullet.
I'll jump on it. I'll play with those again. I'll go rolling across the room.
Hey, what about the cassette that you heard in the car on the way home? What was in that cassette?
Oh, wow, that's good. You put out the fire?
Because I saw a hose nearby and I turned it on.
Oh, good. So you had all the necessary things nearby. That's lucky.
Mommy?
What
now? And I was very safe at that time in my dream because you know what? You know what?
What?
And in my dream, there was a humongous pool.
Did you have dreams last night, Lizzie?
My nightmare.
You had a nightmare. What was it about?
That's the good one.
A good nightmare?
Yeah.
Oh, well, then that's good. I guess your dream catcher was working.
But the dream catcher didn't catch it because it was very good. There was blue gold, my good swatula.
Oh, nice. So you what know were they what? Doing? Just a minute, let Lizzie finish here.
They were fighting the bad guys.
Who were the bad guys?
Can you hear yourself now?
I forgot.
Yeah, well, at age 15, I had been living with my parents in Thailand, and decided that I wanted to return to New Zealand because, you know, it's where, I suppose, where I felt I had a social life or just where I wanted to be, and ended up having a very unhappy year staying with a friend and his family, and about halfway through this year, sort of middle of a very nasty New Zealand winter, I sent a tape home, and I don't think I was intending to convey how miserable I was, but as the recording progressed, I just, in verbalizing all this, came out, so that by halfway through the tape I was in tears, sort of choking, I guess.
Yeah.
And despite that, I mean, I still sent it off to my parents, so maybe I really was very, very desperate to communicate my situation to them.
You must have known how painful it would be for them to receive it.
Yeah, but I guess my relationship with my parents has been a relatively emotionally close one, so I wasn't hesitant in doing that.
Yeah.
And as a consequence of sending this tape, my father came back to New Zealand.
Yeah.
And I don't know if he had reason to do that otherwise, but it seemed to have been spurred by me sending the tape.
Right.
And that is, it's one recording I would love to hear.
You would?
Yeah, for a multitude of reasons.
I'm sure you'd find it upsetting to hear it.
It would be upsetting to hear it. But in a way, it's sort of one of those things, you know, the whole thing about any traumatic experience that you end up reliving it, returning to it again and again, the way you return to, you know, the memory of a lover who jilted you or whatever. Mm-hmm. And sort of, for me, returning to that tape would be a means of figuring out who I was at that time. And
once upon a time, runs an old Wendy's legend. There was a peasant girl of Dessa.
There was a peasant girl of Dessa who lay down on the grass at midnight.
She slept.
Her betrothed sat by her. He was thinking how he could get rid of his bride.
Bride. Then the noon woman came and questioned him. Each time he answered,
she put fresh questions to him. As the clock struck one, his heart stopped beating.
The noon woman had questioned him to death.
Since you can record something that shows that he was alive, and after that he's dead. Control of time is what it's all about. Same as like, you know, when you record, when it's recording, it's easy to start it, when do you stop it? There's a break point between silence and sound.
Recording, it's like, yeah, it is capturing death. It's like the, because it's the craft of artful embalming, isn't it?
I think you're very sentimental about recording.
Do you think I am?
Sorry?
Do you think I am?
Music is not the privilege of human beings. The question is more, what is not musical in human beings and what already is musical in nature?